Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Willie. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Flood scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive towards first. Cook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive towards first. Cook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons bunts in front of the plate. Sherry catches it and throws to first to double up Javier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a fly ball towards left. Musial settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Musial. Cannell goes all the way around to score. Fernandez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Cardinals. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Sawatsky and he is safe. Fernandez steals third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 2, Mets, 2. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Charlie James pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Hickman moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Mets. Ed Botton now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Tim McCarver pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Ed Botta. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier moves to third. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. White reaches second base with a double. McCarver moves to third. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. White scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Mets, 5. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Cannell scores. Hunt moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Hunt scores. Thomas moves to third. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Mets. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas scores. Hickman moves to third. Harkness moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Mets. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Olivo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Rowe now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Galen Sisco now pitching. Leo Burke pinch hits for Diomedes Olivo. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt fields it and throws to Harkness, who tags Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Gene Oliver now catching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Flood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. White reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. White scores. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. James moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Mets. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.